بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن، وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
Well done. It's delicious. What's your secret?
It is the same as always, Your Excellency. Only a little happiness and honesty have been added.
Tell me, do happiness and honesty really make food tastier?
That is because of the magnanimity and the favorable opinion of my lord and lady.
Why were not the happiness and honesty here before?
Because Yusasif wasn't here before.
Yusasif, is there some sorcery you use that attracts others to you so much?
Sorcery? No, my lady. What is sorcery?
He uses kindness and affection. He doesn't need sorcery. As of tomorrow, in addition to being in the kitchen, Yusasif can be our table decker too.
I worked very hard to become Potiphar's table decker. I tolerated slavery and hard work for many years, simply to catch Potiphar's attention. And now a child, a shepherd Hebrew, ruins everything as soon as he arrives.
Yusarsif is blameless. Potiphar makes decisions. Yusarsif is not allowed to disobey Potiphar.
What should I do? Now they will send me to work on a hot farm, or to work in a stone mine.
I suggest you talk to Yusarsif about it. You could talk to Hanifer as well. Perhaps there is a solution to this.
Clear the dishes.
Are you just going to stand there? Help us.
As of now, Yusarsif is the table decker of Excellency Potiphar. It's not my right to interfere.
Have I done something to upset you?
You don't know? Everything is ruined because of you. If you only knew how hard I worked to become Potiphar's table decker.
They will send him to work on the farms or the stone mines.
May God forgive me. Forgive me if I've hurt you unknowingly. I'll try to make up for it. Please don't worry.
Lady Zelenka approaches.
Excellency Kovo wishes to see me.
It is sad indeed, my lady, that it is up to a mere child to decide how the temple is run.
I think the news you have been given has been exaggerated.
This little child and his behavior indicates his animosity towards our gods. Do not give him responsibility over Potiphar's palace.
Yusarsif is a child. What animosity can he have towards our gods? You are aware of my belief in gods. An enemy of the gods will have no place in my palace.
Lady Zelenka is one of the goddesses in Amon Temple and one of Amon's wives. We expect more from you than from the others.
Yusarsif does not yet know the gods or temples. You had better tell this to Excellency Potiphar as well.
Very well. Your Excellency, did you give permission to a child to decide the food portions of the palace residence?
Yusarsif simply reads the number of helpings from the papyrus we have given him. We used only his ability to read and write, nothing more.
Then why did he prevent the taking of the temple share yesterday?
Yusarsif simply questioned why the 5 people in the temple require 20 helpings of food. We also have the same question. And the priests objected to that. It wasn't a lack of respect for the gods or the priests.
What is it to a child? The temple wants to take the gods and servants' share together.
Who has been allowing the temple servants to eat both their share and God's share? Why must the temple servants become obese like you? And yet the other palace residents weak and thin?
Excellency Potiphar, you are comparing us with the slaves and servants. We are the servants of Amon, the god of Egypt's gods.
The palace residents, too, are the servants of Amon and their own lord. The difference seems to be that The palace servants try hard to please their lord. And the temple priests seem to do very little for their gods. But eat and gain copious amounts of weight.
I will report this insult to Ankh-Mahu, the highest priest of Amon Temple.
Although we love you, Zarsif, we mustn't offend the priests of Amon Temple because of him.
It's not because of you, Zarsif. Behavior of the priests in the temple is unbearable, my lady.
Excellency Potiphar and Lady Zuleika, your dispute is not my concern.
But as goddess in Amon Temple, I plan to raise Yuzarsif so that he will become Amon's worshipper, not Amon's enemy.
Greetings to the High Priest of Amon Temple, Excellency Ankh-Mahu.
I'm listening. What is it?
I am here to beg the High Priest to exempt me from serving in the temple in Potiphar's palace.
Why? What is the problem?
Amon and the priests of Amon Temple are insulted in Potiphar's palace. They are infidels, especially Potiphar, who is the least faithful of them all.
You still haven't answered. What has happened?
A Hebrew child by the name of Yuzarsif objects to Amon and the priests of Amon Temple. He instigates everybody against us and ridicules us in public. I will not return to Potiphar's palace.
So it's a child who frightened you. I thought you considered Potiphar and Amenhotep the enemies of the temple. I didn't know you were no match for a 10-year-old child.
He is no ordinary child.
Stop it. Shut up.
You should not have left the palace. Return immediately, before it is discovered. We need you in Potiphar's palace more than here. We were contemplating the ousting of Amenhotep, the mighty pharaoh of Egypt. And now, one of our greatest priests has been defeated by a small child and run away. Don't stand here. Go!
Beautiful he is. He's like an angel.
He looks like an angel.
He does.
That's Yuzarsif.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. I'd heard, but I... He is so beautiful.
Why don't you get your food?
He looks like an angel.
He does.
The table looks beautiful. Did you set the table, Yuzasif?
Samani taught me.
Yuzasif is very smart.
Yuzasif has undoubtedly perfected what he has learned.
The beauty of this table excites me. I feel that I could eat an elephant. Thank you, Yuzasif. Is the young Yuzasif able to read storybooks?
I have also learned amazing stories from my father.
All right. As of tonight, you read me stories.
Stories?
Excellency Potiphar always listens to stories before he goes to bed.
The one who reads me stories now does not amuse me anymore. You don't answer, Yuzasif.
Your Excellency, what will happen to your current book reader?
Sufer? You'll do something else.
I've caused Hoya to lose his job. I don't want Sufer to lose his job, too. Can I request something from Excellency Potiphar?
Your caring attitude impresses me greatly. Are you wanting to ask me to give Hoyer and Sufer better jobs?
Or to return them to their previous jobs? I don't want to hurt people or endanger their position.
Don't worry. I will tell Hanifer to give Hoya and Sufer better jobs. As of today, you will be my librarian and book reader.
I thought Excellency Potiphar gave Yuzasif to me as a present. But he seems to enjoy Yuzasif's company just as much.
If you do not agree, Yuzasif won't do anything.
I was only joking. Yuzasif will do whatever the lord of this house wills. He must always be very grateful and never take advantage of your kindness.
I will always be grateful to my God.
Come with me. This library is a valuable treasure collected with much difficulty. Either I have read them myself, or my book reader, Sufer, has read them for me.
Which book would Excellency Potiphar like me to read?
I want you to read this to me tonight. This book predicts the future of Egypt. I don't know who wrote it. Whoever it was, their ideas are worth pondering.
Egypt's power is not eternal, and the despotism ruling it shall not last forever. One day, all criteria shall change in Egypt, The poor and wealthy shall change places. This will happen after a bloody war. The wealthy shall lose their palaces and slaves, and Amon shall not be worshipped by anybody. People will come to power and shall worship a god greater than Amon.
I think that this prophecy will one day be realized. But how? I don't know. What are you thinking about, Yuzasif?
I think I know. That event can happen only by a heavenly man or a divine savior. Only he can oust the wealthy and the oppressors and destroy Amon and other gods of Egypt and other parts of the world. Yes. I think I know.
You are older than you look, Yuzasif. How do you know these things? I think, in addition to not worshipping Amon, you are hostile to him.
Amon is nothing but stone. It wouldn't be rational to be hostile towards a stone.
Look at you! You consider Amon not worth worshipping, nor despising. If Akhmahu, the high priest, were to hear you, he would hang himself. But never express your opinion in front of others. Particularly Lady Zuleika. She worships Amon fanatically.
May I ask, Your Excellency, what is it that you worship?
I used to worship Amon. But now, I don't know. Don't tell anyone. But I hate the priests of Amon Temple.
May I ask why, Your Excellency?
The temple priests are insolent and selfish. Instead of the interests of Egypt, they think only of their own interests. All right. That's enough. Go and rest.
I pray for the well-being of all my friends. O Lord, guide your path, Potiphar and Zuleika, Memisabu, Hanifar, and others. O Lord, bless my mother's soul. Lord, grant patience and peace to Jacob, my father.
Do not go far from your brothers, and look after yourself, my son. Put on this cape.
But it is too big for me.
Put it on, and you'll see it will be your size.
The pain of separation, I know, is hard. Please help him to forget me.
God's greetings upon Prophet Joseph.
And God's greetings to you, his courier, the Revelation Angel.
What are you doing, Joseph?
I wrote a letter to my father. I want to ask Excellency Potiphar to send it so he knows I am well.
No, Joseph. It is not yet time for that. You and your father, Prophet Jacob, must bear the separation.
May I ask why?
There are many reasons. One of those reasons is your brothers. Tell me, Joseph, you don't want your brothers to be hurt, do you?
If my father finds out, he will curse them. My father's curse will destroy their lives. No. No. I don't want my brothers to be hurt.
If not for Yusasif, we may have sent you to a papyrus farm. Or stone mine. Yesterday, Excellency Potiphar, on Yusasif's request, ordered me to give both of you good jobs. So I ask you, what jobs would you like?
We don't know. Whatever Excellency Hanifer decides.
You are an experienced table decker. From now on, you will prepare Excellency Potiphar and Lady Zuleika's food. And you, as you can read and write, you will control food distribution in place of Yusasif. Do you agree?
Yes, Excellency. I am extremely grateful.
Thank you, Zasif. Now off you go. You will not be working in the kitchen anymore. Hoya and Sufa, now do your jobs. Come.
Rachel.
I'm tired. I'm broken-hearted. Do you see? My children became foes. And they betrayed my trust. I fear I too betrayed your trust. I didn't look after him. I didn't look after Joseph well. I'm ashamed. I really am. Since I found out the wolf didn't devour my child, I've become more worried that his brothers may have killed him. You know better than I do. You are looking at us from the other world. And you know where he is. If Joseph is dead, I know he will be at your side.
Rest assured, your Joseph is not dead.
Hello, brother.
Greetings to Prophet Jacob. Your Joseph is alive. His death is nothing but a lie.
You are sure of this?
I am not unaware of any death. Search not for Joseph in the world of the dead. You should look for him somewhere else.
Did you hear? Your brother is alive. My Joseph is alive. Are you able to tell me where he is?
I am aware only of the world of the dead.
Who was he, Father?
A messenger. The angel of death, Israel.
But I thought Israel was scary.
Not to everybody. Did you hear that? Our Joseph is alive. And not dead. Forgive us, Rachel. We must go now, before the sun sets. Come on, let's go, son.
Where do you think they've gone?
Surely to Rachel's tomb.
He still loves the deceased Rachel more than our mother.
Are you ready to tell me what happened to your brother?
We've already told you, Father. Shall we repeat it?
When will you stop lying? Neither have wolves devoured Joseph, nor death taken him. I shall not forgive you until you repent and tell the truth.
Where have you been?
My mother's tomb. I found out there that Joseph has not died.
Your mother told you that Joseph isn't dead?
No, it was the man in the white clothes. Father said he was the angel of death.
He's gone crazy. He's just wandering and hallucinating.
All of you are crazy! You're all liars and I hate you!
Hey! Go, Benjamin! Father and Benjamin are telling the truth. Why won't you tell them everything? We've realized our decision was wrong and we didn't gain anything!
Joseph's been gone for some time, and yet Father still doesn't pay attention to us. Now Benjamin's taken Joseph's place. Well, we thought he would like us.
You said that you would repent when you'd separated Joseph from Father. Well, Isn't now the time?
Now it's too late. We can't return Joseph. If everything's revealed, we'll gain nothing but Father and a Canaanite's hatred.
If the truth is revealed, we won't be able to live in Canaan any longer.
You can say he is a foreigner. Say he is the god's enemy. You must pave the way for his expulsion from the palace.
A shepherd boy cannot manage the affairs of Potiphar's glorious palace. A boy who slept in the sheep manure until yesterday will obviously not tolerate sleeping on satin and silk. He will revolt.
The priests to talk to the palace residents and expose Yusasif to them. This palace is not his place. My lady, I saw Yusasif last night while he was praying to another god. There was no sculpture. He was just talking to the sky.
Very well. Show me tonight. I would like to see this myself.
Of course, my lady. Another strange thing was that he talked to himself like he was crazy.
Everybody considers Yusasif clever and intelligent, except you.
Hey, what are you doing there?
Picking weeds. They destroy flowers, and if I don't pick them, the flower beds will become ugly.
That's enough. Get back to your work.
Yusasif! Yusasif! Are you there?
What's the matter?
They are planning on watching you tonight.
They?
Kari Mama and the lady. They think you worship another god. And the priest wants to set the palace residents against you. I'll explain more later. I have to go.
Why did you pick those?
I picked them for you.
For me, but I don't eat grass.
No, I mean, I had to pick them for your sake.
That's the same.
Hey, come on. I don't know why I picked them.
Thank you, Lord. Out of your kindness, you inform me of my enemy's plots. I am only a weak child. If not for your benevolence, I'd be ruined.
His god at midnight.
Hey.
are you?
Fine, thank you.
It seems you're determined to build a hut.
I can't live with my children any longer. I will await Joseph from here.
Wait for how long? Don't you want to stop?
I do not wish to stop. I will wait until he returns. I'll live in this hut until that day. And I'll stare at the road he took every day. That's what I will do.
Will you not rest? It's time to eat.
I will. I'll come now. Benjamin, come on, son.
So you don't think Yusar Thief is a monotheist?
No, I don't think so.
But I think he worships the god of sky and does not believe in Egypt's gods.
A child does not know who the one god is. He will believe whatever he is brought up to believe. You and I determine what he worships and what he denies. Talk to him about gods and Amon. Take him along when you go to the temple so he knows Egyptian beliefs and Amon.
Dress Yusasif properly and bring him to me. Have my palanquin ready. I want to go to the town.
Ready Lady Zuleika's palanquin.
Always be neat and tidy like this. You have become beautiful and likable today. It seems that you have grown more than your peers. Don't you think so, Hanifer?
It is hard to believe Yusasif is only 11 years of age.
Today I would like to show you Thebes and Amon Temple. Would you like that?
I would love to know Egypt's ancient traditions and its people.
Well, come with me then.
Zuleika loves Yusasif like her own son instead of her stepson.
Do your work!
Yusasif, come and sit here.
May I walk instead of riding on it?
Why? Is it that you don't like the palanquin, or...?
I don't like to get on someone's shoulders.
Obey, Lady Zuleika. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. that is the West. The world of the dead. We mummify our dead and bury them on the west of the Nile. The West is a strange world. We bury clothes, wine, and a lot of food with our dead to ensure that they enjoy the afterlife. We sometimes bury servants, too, to serve them.
Can the body, after decomposition, eat and wear clothes?
I knew you'd ask that question. The human body decomposes in the other world unless it is mummified. Mummification keeps the body intact, and the soul can return to the body. You see, in this case, the body will live again, and it will use the things it has taken along.
Can they not dig the grave and bring out the revived deceased? Living outside the grave is better than living inside it.
I don't know. It could be possible.
If we're going to be here long, please tell them to put down the palanquin. They are tired.
No, we'll keep moving. Don't worry. They're used to it. A temple.